Thank you, Mike. Happy Hi Day, everyone. It sure is a different experience doing this from somebody's home. And I'm glad we were able to get everything up and running today and so that you guys could all share in this service. Isn't it wonderful how we can read the same books, chapters, and verses in our Bibles many times and yet still find new lessons and gems of hidden truth in those scriptures, even after years of reading them? Today is my pleasure to share with you one of those aha moments that I recently had. I was reading the book of John, and it was a story of Christ and how a great miracle was performed by him near the Sea of Galilee. Let's go ahead and open up our Bibles, and we'll turn to John 6. And we're going to read this story in verses 1 through 14. It says, "After these things, Jesus crossed over the Sea of Galilee, and a great multitude followed him because they had seen the miracles that he worked upon those who were sick. And Jesus went up into a mountain and sat there with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near, and when Jesus lifted his eyes, he saw a great multitude coming toward him. He said to Philip, 'How shall we fill, or how shall we feed, buy enough loaves to feed all of these?' But he said this to test him, because he knew what he was about to do. Philip answered him, 200 silver coins would not be sufficient to buy enough loaves for each of them to receive a little.' Then one of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, 'Here is a little boy who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are these for so many people?' Then Jesus said, 'Have the men sit down.' Now there was enough grass in the place. Therefore, the men sat down, and there was about 5,000 of them in number. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those who were sitting, and in like manner, the small fish, as much as they desired. And when they were filled, he said to the disciples, 'Gather together the fragments that are left over, so that nothing may be lost.' Then they gathered them together, filling 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. Now when the men saw that the miracle that Jesus had done, they said, 'Of truth, this is the prophet who was to come into the world.'" I read that from the literal translation of the Holy Bible, in its original order, a New English translation by Fred Coulter. So, let's go ahead and look back at this story and break it up into parts, and we'll see what I learned when I read these verses. So let's go ahead and we'll start with verse 4 through 6. It says, "Now the Passover feast of the Jews was near, and when Jesus lifted his eyes and saw a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, 'How shall we buy enough loaves to feed all these?' But he said this to test him because he knew what he was about to do." I found it interesting that in the other three accounts of the apostles, the disciples said to Jesus, "These people need lodging and eat. Send them away." Paraphrasing, of course. And Jesus said to them, "No, you feed them." This reminds me of scripture in John, verse 21, verse 17, that says, where Jesus says to Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "You know that I love you, Lord." So Jesus replies to him, "Feed my sheep." Jesus is telling the disciples here by Galilee something that is crucial for us to understand. He is telling us in these scriptures that we need to feed his sheep. There is a great multitude out there that hungers for the word of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the first hidden gem that I found in this story. Continuing in verse 7 through 9. Philip answered him, 200 silver coins would not be sufficient to buy enough loaves for each of them to receive a little. Then one of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, Here is a little boy who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are these to feed so many people? So they were faced with a dilemma. Christ had instructed them to find a way to feed 5,000 people, yet there was only one small boy with a little bit of bread and some fish. I find it interesting, by the way, that none of the accounts mention anything about the boy having any issue with departing from his bread or fish to feed the 5,000 people. Perhaps the influence of Christ was just that powerful, that when people gathered to learn from him, any selfishness or greed was replaced with humility, gratefulness, and the desire to share. This reminds me of yesterday when at our Sabbath service there was no electricity at church and everyone came together without hesitation to find a solution to make services happen. So here they are, just a small amount of food, and Christ is telling them to feed a multitude. Does this not remind you of us in his church? We are so small and insignificant. We are flawed and far from perfect, and yet God has appointed us to be representatives to feed the world spiritual food for all of those who hunger for the truth. How can we, being so small, perform such a great work? Let's move on and we'll read verses 10 and 11. Then Jesus said, Have the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, therefore the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. And Jesus took the loaves. When he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those who were sitting, and in like manner, the small fish, as much as they desired. Let's take note of the order of things here. First, Jesus instructs his disciples to congregate the people into manageable groups. As it tells us in the account of Luke, groups of 50. And then Jesus didn't tell the disciples to break the bread evenly and distribute it among the 5,000 people according to their own ability, but rather it was Jesus who broke the bread and then gave it to the disciples and instructed them to distribute it. What this tells us regarding our work today is that that work has to start with Christ. The disciples could never have broken up such a small amount of food amongst themselves to distribute it to 5,000 people. It was Christ who had to do it. He provides the miracles of his work, and he appoints us to then distribute that miracle out to the world. This is why we pray for when preparing our sermonettes and our sermons, that God will speak his truth through us. In fact, we should all pray every day that God will do his work through us on a daily basis, that which we are called to do. Let's move on and we'll read verses 12 through 14 now. It says, And when they were filled, he said to his disciples, Gather together the fragments that are left over, so that nothing may be lost. Then they gathered them together, filling 12 baskets with fragments from 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Now when the men saw the miracle that Jesus had done, they said, Of truth, this is the prophet who has come into the world. This is the final gem of truth that I'll be discussing today. Remember, they only started with 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 small fish. And after everyone ate, until they were filled, there was enough left over to fill 12 baskets full of fragments of bread and fish. So they fed 5,000 people. Think about how many people that is, 5,000 people, and ended up with more leftovers than they had started with. This is not only a true testament to the power of God, who performs wonders that are beyond explanation, but it is meant to teach us that God can take what little spirit that resides inside us and turn it into something gargantuan. Not only can Christ use us to do his work on earth, but when we let him guide us, that work can happen with an abundance. All we have to do is trust in him and not let our own worries get in the way of his work. As Jesus tells us in Matthew 6, we need not worry about the trivial things in life, but rather seek first the kingdom of God, and he will take care of everything else. Let us not forget that we have been called to do the work of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we will sin, and no, we are not perfect. As individuals, we are small and weak. We are insignificant. But we must remember that the work of God that God has appointed to us to do is far greater than we can ever imagine. And if we let him, he will perform miracles through our works more than we even know, just as he did to feed the 5,000. Have a wonderful first day of unleavened bread.